بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله سيخلص رجلا من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة فينشر عليه 99 سجلا كل سجل مثل مد البصر ثم يقول أتنكر من هذا شيئا أظلمك كتبت الحافظون فيقول لا يا ربي فيقول أفلك عذر فيقول لا يا ربي فيقول بلى إن لك عندنا حسنة فإنه لا ظلم عليك اليوم فتخرج بطاقة فيها أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيقول أحضر وزنك فيقول يا ربي ما هذه البطاقة مع هذه السجلات فقال إنك لا تظلم قال فتوضع السجلات في كفة والبطاقة في كفة فطاشت السجلات وثقلت البطاقة فلا يثقل مع اسم الله شيء رواه أحمد والترمذي. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will single out a person, a man from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummat in front of the entire mankind on the day of Qiyamah. So every person is present at on the day of Qiyamah. All the nations, all the people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will single out one man from this ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread before him 99 registers. And each register will be so huge and so big, as far as his eye will be able to see. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا. All these a'mal, the deeds, the registers will be opened, in which will be recorded all his deeds. Allah will say, do you deny, reject anything was written here? أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. Have my angels who were writing out all your deeds, have they oppressed you in any way? Have they written something incorrectly? He will say, no, O my Rabb. In other words, the 99 registers that will be there will be filled with only bad deeds. No good deeds whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present this before him and question him and ask him, is anything incorrect here? Do you reject anything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to do this. But just to ascertain a proof against him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the registers for him to witness himself and confess. Allah will say, أَفَلَكَ عُذْرٌ. Do you have any excuse? He says, no, my Rabb. Ulama explain that this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will call out on this day, on the day of Qiyamah, and single him out. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show his honor to this person in front of the entire creation. And so that those who have those genuine hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, their hopes will be strengthened after this incident. These books, these registers will be very, very huge, very heavy. And as I mentioned, only bad deeds written. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess, and Allah will prove it to him and show it to him. So he will acknowledge, he will confess. And ulama say, that is the right thing for a person to do when he's got, when everything is against him, all proofs are against him, he rather confess and agree to whatever is being said instead of fighting and arguing when he's got no proof to defend him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, but listen, I've got by me one good deed for you. And remember, there will be no oppression done to you today, like there was no oppression done to you previously. Allah Ta'ala never makes zulam upon any person in this world nor in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a little piece of paper will be removed for him. A small piece of paper, very tiny piece of paper. It's called bitaqah in Arabic. This whole hadith is called hadithul bitaqah. A small piece of paper will be removed. And in this paper will be written, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. So this piece of paper is taken out. 99 registers are there. Allah said that, come. Come before the scales. And let's measure and weigh the both. At that point, ulama explained that till there he acknowledged and he was confessing, and now suddenly he gets the courage to ask a question. All the time he was quiet, he was silent. He says, oh my Rabb, this piece of paper, how will it benefit against these 99 heavy registers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, there will be no oppression done to you today. And then these registers will be placed on one side of the scale, one pan. And this tiny little piece of paper, just the kalima written on it. So we can imagine how tiny it is, placed on the other side of the scale. And the hadith says, فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ. Suddenly we find that all those 99 registers which were weighing so heavy, suddenly they become extremely light. And this one piece of paper on which is the kalima la ilaha illallah wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh will become extremely heavy. It will outweigh the 99 registers. Rasulullah says, فَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَسْمِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can outweigh the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can be heavier than the kalima la ilaha illallah. Ulama explain that this person could either possibly be that person who was a disbeliever his entire life, and right in the end he embraced Islam, embraced Iman, and he passed away. So his deeds of his entire life, which is kufr and only evil, that was the 99 registers, and because he brought Iman, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala jannah. The hadith of Rasulullah said, whoever's last word, the la ilaha illallah, he shall enter Jannah. So they say this either refers to that person, or this person could have been a Muslim, like you and I. So he could have been a Muslim, but he had only bad deeds, only evil deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this person recited the kalima, he read it with sincerity. And he read it with the feeling of tawbah and repentance. So because he read it so sincerely, and there was genuine tawbah found in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out all his bad deeds on the day of qiyamah. And some ulama say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to single out this particular person and show mankind his favor upon this person. Nonetheless, ulama and scholars have mentioned that person who has Iman, ultimately he gets Jannat. Ultimately he gets Jannat. This is the power of Iman. So we have Iman, and with it we do good deeds. How easy our Akhirat will become. But the point here is that the person has La ilaha illallah, then it outweighs his bad deeds on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen the Iman. Nabi Kareem has mentioned, أَفْضَلُ ذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The best dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Best form of dhikr is La ilaha illallah. The best dua, Alhamdulillah. Because what is dua? We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many other ahadith showing the virtues of La ilaha illallah. Most of them have the same theme, same meaning, that the person who recites La ilaha illallah right at the end of his life, he shall enter Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that you should renew your Iman. Sahabas, كَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَنَا. How should we renew our Iman? Nabi Kareem said, by reciting in abundance, La ilaha illallah. And when we recite La ilaha illallah with sincerity, with tawbah in it, with it, and understanding what La ilaha illallah means, and in every dhikr majlis we explain, what is La ilaha illallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, in the hadith of Ramadan, that the four things should increase in the month of Ramadan is recitation of La ilaha illallah, and istighfar, and asking Allah for Jannat, and asking Allah to protect us from Jahannam. May Allah to bring this La ilaha illallah in our lives. The one hadith is mentioned that there is no hijab. La ilaha illallah. Person recites La ilaha illallah, there is no barrier between La ilaha illallah and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you read it, directly it goes to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to make amal. Today is Friday, Jumu'ah is a very Mubarak day, Sayyidul Ayyam, in the month of Ramadan. This is the last Friday of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us barakat. Allah give us a tawfiq of fulfilling the adab of Friday. Of course, Suratul Kahf, we should read, inshaAllah. And a lot of extra Duru Sharif upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we mentioned last week, Friday. And dua before Maghrib is Maqbool. We'll make dua today, inshaAllah. Before Maghrib, duas are answered. And we should come early to the masjid. The people of the group that comes first, they will get the sawab of slaughtering a camel. Then the second group, sawab of slaughtering a cow. Then a goat. And then a fowl. And then giving an egg as charity. So angels, they stand by the door and they record the names of all those who are coming. But the moment the imam ascends the minbar to give the khutbah, the angels, they close the registers and they also come and listen to the khutbah. In other words, those who come after that are not recorded in the registers of the angels of being present for Jumu'ah. So we should take our ghusl. Of course, those who are not in itikaf, they should take the ghusl, come early to the masjid. Those in itikaf will already be here. So we make sure we start reading the Durood Sharif and Suratul Kahf and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.